The itinerary for my Celtic invasion of Westport Island is now online. Find out what my Firefly song, Blue Sun, has to do with Walmart and Monopoly. And get an Atlanta food recommendation, then go out to eat with your own Celtlery. This is Sci-Fi Pub Songs and Stories, number 264.
Cans of food that curdled and piled on chains by the ton. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, free yourself to run on Blue Sun. You see their emblem emblazoned on crates, on walls, on wounds, even on your dates. You may fall victim to their seductive gaze, but raise up your hand to shun Blue Sun, Blue Sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, free yourself to run from Blue Sun. Tired wrists, their suits will pummel with a bloody fist, cut through the red tape and expunge the vile cyst that cripples our will to run. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, free yourself to run from Blue Sun. Shout to the firm, let those who control know what it feels like to squirm. Their products we won't buy, but oh, they shall burn, for this is their will undone. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, free yourself to run from Blue Sun. Another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, free yourself to run from Blue Sun.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn, and this is the audio edition of my newsletter. As well as the liner notes for the songs I record, you can follow the show at pubsong.net or send an email to pubsong@kelpfather.net to sign up and get the MP3s for my songs featured in this episode. Yes, you can download them free. You can even share them with a friend. So go get a copy of these songs. Now, you're going to note, if you listen to this podcast at any regular interval, that the podcast name has changed again. One of my weaknesses is sometimes I have to try something before I can see how effective it is. And the past two episodes were called Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories because I wanted, and still want, to highlight things around Atlanta where I currently live. Problem is, I wasn't sure what to do. Yes, I do have a food recommendation coming up. But when I put myself in the shoes of you, my listeners, I just don't see Atlanta, that part, as being useful for reaching my audience. So I know that most of you are interested in sci-fi, fantasy, Celtic music and culture, and probably pop culture as well, because those are the things that I do. Atlanta, while it is where I live, is not as essential to the music story, even though most of my shows are located in the city. Now, I still want to do some features of things around Atlanta. I got this idea of doing like a five-part series of Atlanta breweries, for instance. But right now, I just don't see how that name is. I just can't figure out how to make it work. I keep going to some of the breweries that I'm doing, like I said, and I'm like, what kind of story can I tell? How can I do it? And it's just not coming together. So finally, I decided let's rename it back to something a little bit more effective and that might actually inspire the people who want to listen to my show. Sci-fi people who the whole sci-fi drinking songs works great because because when people hear that, they're like, oh, sci-fi and drinking songs, Irish, which people frequently associate with Irish music. So it just works really well. So sci-fi, pub songs, and stories is the title that I'm going to go forward with. Hopefully I won't change it again in this coming year. Upcoming shows, February 9th, I have, speaking of drinking songs, a drinking songs internet concert that's planned on Bandcamp. It will be either Firefly or Cats. I don't know, because I asked patrons of mine over on Patreon, which would you prefer? And they are currently voting. So we shall see how that pans out. But that is on Thursday, February 9th. I hope you'll come join me for that in any case. Tickets are $20, but if you are a patron, you get tickets for half off, so it'll be just $10 for you. I hope you will sign up on Patreon and you will come watch the show either way. So February 11th, I'm going to be at Pontoon Brewing in Sandy Springs, north of Atlanta, and I don't have any other shows currently scheduled in the Atlanta area, which I'm sad to say. I was trying to put something together. One of my venues is currently debating what the future is, and I just couldn't put it together. So it looks like that's all I have for February. Hopefully I'll spend that time getting ready for St. Patrick's Day in the meantime, which is good because I have a lot to do. Finally, June 3rd through 10th is my Celtic Invasion of County Mayo, Ireland. And this June, I'm going to bring a small group of people to Westport, Ireland, and I would like you to join me. Westport is part of the Wild Atlantic Way, and that's a spectacular scenic route from Inishowen in County Donegal in the north, all the way down the west coast of Ireland to Kinsale in County Cork. It's broken up into 14 stages, two of which are in the area we are staying, Achill Island. I'm probably saying that wrong, I feel like, and Clew Bay and Westport to Clifton. So in preparation for this, I thought I'd share with you five things you should do in County Mayo, Ireland. Number one, go to Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Matt Malloy is one of the members of the Chieftains, and he has an Irish pub. They don't serve music. It's just alcohol and music, supposedly 7 days a week. So we're going to see if this is going to be possible, but I have a schedule, I think, to go to Matt Malloy's 3 or 4 days of the week, and 3 days, I think, back at the house where I'm going to be playing music. So there's going to be a lot of music on this trip. My goal is to have music every evening of the week. So hopefully you can come join me for that. And hopefully I'll see you at Matt Malloy's if you're in the area. Number two, visit Westport House and take a train around town to get to know the history behind the Irish of County Mayo. There's also the Clew Bay Heritage Center that's located in Westport, and I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen with that. I have just barely explored the Westport House information, but it sounds really cool, particularly the train, because I like to get a little bit of history behind places, so go check that out. Number three, hike up Crowpatrick. I hope I pronounced that. This pilgrimage area has a story that St. Patrick himself scaled this mountain and fasted atop it for 40 days way back in 441 AD. It's definitely a revered site in this area of the country and can make for a great stop on any trip to the region, which is kind of the plan for me, is we're going to be stopping there on the way. And depending on who we have on the trip, we'll see if we make hike to the top or if we just do a little bit of a exploration at the bottom. Well, I think we'll see how it goes. I'll let you know when I get there. Number four, take a boat out to Clare Island to visit the O'Malley Castle. That's one of the castles owned by the pirate queen, Grace O'Malley. And number five, take pictures all along the Wild Atlantic Way. That is, again, I mentioned it's an absolutely gorgeous site. There's a tower house that we're going to hopefully visit that's also from Grace O'Malley. There's a place in Rockfleet, a tower or castle that she had there. So we're going to hit a few Grace O'Malley sites, but then there's a lot more to see than those five items. But those were the ones that I was like, well, just take pictures of the whole Atlantic Way, Wild Atlantic Way, and you'll cover everything because there's a lot to see. So I completed the itinerary for the trip, and pretty much I think all of these items are on it. So no worries if you want to come join the trip, because there are so many also fine castles, cliffs, and amazing things to see. And again, listening to music at Matt Malloy's, it's going to be an incredible trip. I still have space, and I'm going to keep it open until those spots are filled. Hopefully, that'll be sooner than later, but You know, I'm going to probably keep it open at least through March. I think I could probably pull it off. Possibly April. We'll see. But I will keep announcing it on the show until I fill those spots. But if you want to get tickets to fly there, which you're going to have to cover those on your own, you will want to get some tickets. And the best time to do that is about now. So check out the itinerary for the Celtic Invasion of Ireland 2023 at CelticInvasion.com. And drop me an email to let me know if you want to go. All right, let's play some music from my album with Jamie Hauser. This is Gypsy Rover from How America Saved Irish Music.
Over the hills, down through the valley so shady, he whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. Wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-doo, da-dee-day, wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-day. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fine lover, she left her servants and she left her state to follow a gypsy hero.
Download my free MP3. You can download all of my songs in this show. Just send an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. You will get an autoresponder with a link to download this month's album. You can also, with that link, subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed. It's quick and easy. And while you're emailing me to get your free MP3, let me know what you're doing while listening to this episode. Just a little bonus, because I love those stories. And maybe I'll share them on social media, or maybe I'll share them in the podcast. If you want them in the podcast, keep them short if you can. But I would love your stories. You can also post on, again, my Facebook page or over on my Mastodon account. I'm at Keltfather on Mastodon. Stand against the Blue Sun Corporation and get local. So I loved Monopoly as a kid, and I taught Kenzie it, and that was like the first time in like 20 years I'd played it. And after just two games, I was done. The game, of course, drags on way too long. I remember playing it for hours, literally. And unfortunately, Kenzie is not done with it. She loves it and makes us play it as often as we will let her. So I finally figured out how to survive and endure the game. It's based on a quick win or lose strategy. If you're lucky enough to buy all the property as soon as possible, then demolish and win. Yay! If you're not, just do your best to get out of the game as quick as possible, which is sad. I mean, what's the point of the game, it seems like, right? But that's what a monopoly really is, right? If you learned about early 20th century monopolies, it wasn't much better. Big corporations would crush these small businesses. It was terrible, which is why this woman, she, in the early 1900s, she created a game which was designed to teach people the evils of monopolies. She actually created two games. One was to show a better method. I don't remember anything about that that didn't catch on. But the monopoly game, it sure did. And of course, we really haven't learned. The government right now is a talking with Live Nation and Ticketmaster because they have a monopoly of concert venues, and ticket sales for Taylor Swift's summer tour busted their online system, which was really already busted, whether it be from bootleggers and bots or from the actual Live Nation that's overpricing tickets. Monopolies are one of the reasons I finished Blue Sun, but the song actually goes back before all that, all the way to when I wrote Monahan's Mudder's Milk, which was been about 2008 or 2009, probably 2008, maybe even 2007. And that's when I wrote the chorus. Blue Sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue Sun, free yourself to run from Blue Sun. So Blue Sun is the corporation in the TV show Firefly. It seems like this big, nefarious, evil corporation. And you see their imagery on Jane's t-shirt, on some crates, on the docks of Persephone, and other places. The blue color makes me think of the 2x2 Hands of Blue, one of the scenes from the episode in Ariel on Firefly. And I can't help but wonder if there's a connection there. It feels to me like Blue Sun is a monopoly that largely is in control, or at least has a big blue hand in the Alliance government, which is like many corporations. They, pharmaceutical companies and oil companies and probably lots more, who are basically own our politicians because they give such big donations and they don't want to turn away their money. So it seemed like that's the situation with Blue Sun, is they are the big hand in the Alliance government. And because they have a monopoly, they can do whatever they want. They can also destroy what they want, all in the name of profit for their investors, so to support their monopoly. So with the song, I did my best to come up with what a bully corporation would do. And that's the first two verses. That's what the first two verses are all about. It's about subjugating the people that they're supposed to serve. Because you start a business and your goal is to serve a certain client, customer. And unfortunately, when you get so big, they stop serving customers and they start serving their investors. How are they going to maximize profits? My biggest argument with corporations. So the verses go, they terraformed the lands of many fine worlds, then bloodied our hands with our boys and our girls. They offered us cans of food that curdled and piled on chains by the ton, Blue Sun. You see their emblem emblazoned on crates, on walls, on wounds, even on your dates. You may fall victim to their seductive gaze, so raise up your hand to shun, Blue Sun. How many times have big corporations built their success on the blood of people? And that's what the first two verses is about. It's to show, to create the imagery of this bully organization. So now we come to the final idea that motivated writing this song. And my family is from a small town in East Texas. It was never a super vibrant town. And as a kid, it looked like they stopped growing as a community in probably the 40s or 50s. But they did have a downtown area, and that downtown disappeared when Walmart moved in. Walmart's strategy was to build a big store on the edge of town. It offered low, low prices on everything, which, of course, we were all thrilled about. And that's where I first experienced the store. So I loved it. A big, oh, wow. It's like going into a museum of awesomeness. Or at least that's how it felt when I first saw it. But before long, The downtown of our local community was closed down. There were a couple shops that were surviving just barely. It turned into a lot of warehouses, junk shops, pawn shops. It became a place you just didn't want to visit. You know how they had the rows of places where cars could park? I think there was like, last time I went there was like one car, you know, on this, you know, four or five blocks of road, and one car. It's like, wow, this is that pathetic. It's not a place to go. So you've probably heard the term buy local, and it took me a while to really understand that idea. I mean, I understood it, but the fact is that we need to support our local community if we want to see it thrive and grow. And the local community is not just where we live. It might be where we experience things. So a lot of times I think about the Celtic music community with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Our community are the Celts, are all the Celtic businesses, the Celtic bands, the Celtic musicians who are creating and sharing music. And those are the ones we need to support because they are our local community. And yes, it can also be, you know, my local town of Atlanta and wanting to support it because this is where I live and I love it here. And I want to make sure that I support it fully. It's also why I tell people about Patreon pages that other musicians have, not just myself and my podcast has, but other musicians too. Because again, if it's something that you love and you're able, always a good caveat, if you are financially able to support them through a Patreon, that is like the absolute best way to support someone because CD sales are diminishing. Streaming music pays pennies. It's mostly a means of experiencing music, but unfortunately, a lot of people still listen to music that way, and that's great. But in order to financially create music, we need support. And that's the same with any local community. So support by local. So that was the idea that basically launched me wanting to finish the song. So much like Monahan's, the song turned into a Woody Guthrie-style protest song against corporations. And again, some great imagery. Their manacles will cast off our tired wrists. Their suits will pummel with our bloodied fists, cut through the red tape, and expunge the vile cyst that cripples our will to run, blue sun. That was so much fun to write. Cyst and fist, well, it's a little bit ghastly. I feel like it sometimes can be appropriate, the way corporations kind of treat their customers too. So raise up your voice and shout to the firm. Let those who control know what it feels like to squirm. The products we won't buy, but oh, they shall burn. For this is their will undone, blue sun. And I love, again, the imagery in that verse. It's very down to earth and fierce, complete with burning their products in protest. In fact, I ended up making two recordings of the song. The first was the Kilted Kings version with Randy Watke on percussion. And the second was As Long As I'm Flying version, which features Daniel Briggs on bass, mandolin, octave mandolin, and vocals, and then LT Panzarella on Dumbek. Now, obviously, I talk about the local and buying local, and I do consider that extremely important. And while I am not a huge fan of corporations, it doesn't mean I don't use them too. I've long been a big supporter of Amazon. It's only the past few years that I'm reconsidering, past year probably, actually, that I'm reconsidering how much I do through Amazon. But it's a very useful tool, and so I continue to use it. And I go to Walmart because sometimes I need cheaper paper towels. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and you shouldn't feel bad about buying from organizations that you love, especially even if they are big. But I do think that we should all consider how we can support smaller organizations. So this song is not just a stance against corporations, but rather it is also a stance for small businesses, local organizations, and companies, and individuals, and bands. That's really what the song I feel is about. Yes, it has the protest feel of songs like Fields of Athen Rye, but it's ultimately about supporting small businesses and buying local. So I'm going to play for you now my other version of Blue Sun. I started off the show with the Kilted Kings version. This is the one from As Long As I'm Flying. Enjoy.
They terraform lands of many fine worlds and bloodied our hands with our boys and our girls. They offered us cans of food that curdled and piled on chains by the ton. Blue Sun, Blue Sun, another
their hand on the gun. Blue sun, free yourself to run from blue sun. You see their emblem emblazoned on crates, on walls, on wounds, even on your dates. You may fall victim to their seductive gaze, or raise up your hand to shun blue sun. Blue sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue sun, blue sun, free yourself to run from blue sun. Their manacles will cast off our tired wrists, the suits will pummel with our bloody fists, cut through the red tape and expunge the vile cyst that cripples our will to run. Blue sun, blue sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue sun, blue sun, free yourself to run from blue sun. So raise up your hand and shout to the firm, let those who control know what it feels like to squirm. The products we won't buy, but oh, they shall burn, for this is their will undone. Blue sun, blue sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue sun, blue sun, free yourself to run from blue sun. Blue sun, another corporation with their hand on the gun. Blue sun, blue sun, free yourself to run from blue sun.
Thank you, Gunrunners. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast or my music, please join the club. Every week, you get bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, or blogs. Plus, you get weekly access to my Coffee with the Kilt Father video concerts. You can sign up for as little as $5 per month and save 15% with an annual membership. Thanks to my newest Gunrunners on Patreon, Emil Volchek, Bob Harford, Marguerite Kearns, Matt Van Zant, Chris Barnett, Eric Eller, Kane Thrace, Jan Senkush, thank you so much for supporting this podcast and my music in general. I feel like I'm talking a lot about it today, and I don't mind because I also know that I talk about it way too little. I keep trying to figure out how to talk about Patreon at my shows and such, because that's usually where people sign up, is they visit, saw me at a show and they're like, ooh, I love the music. I love what you're doing. And then they support me on Patreon, which is, you know, great. But I don't ever talk about it. I have CDs. You have CDs? That works great. But the Patreon stuff, not so much. All right. Atlanta Thai food recommendation. So last week, my wife and some friends, we were going out for a trivia night. The one that looked most promising was in Sandy Springs. I think it was on a Sunday. There weren't many. So we drove 30 minutes over there, only to find that the place was really smoky, which is something I'm not a fan of. Happily, we were close to Pontoon Brewing Company. So we stopped and had a drink while we picked a place to have dinner. And that was really cool because as a musician, the only time I ever get over there is as a musician. So I don't ever get to sit down and relax. So that was really cool. I had a nice couple drinks before we headed over for dinner. And we were all tired from the day. We'd been climbing. One of the closest places that sound interesting was a Thai food restaurant. So we drove over to Sweet Chili Thai Cuisine. Now, I love Thai, but never have I loved anything as much, any Thai as much as I loved it here. There were four of us, and one of the things I love about our group is we'll order several appetizers, in this case, four appetizers, three meals, and two desserts, and then we share it all. And every single dish was amazing. The coconut soup was so creamy and delicious. They recommended curry puffs, not something I would ever order. And wow, the basil rolls that were so fresh, the nam sod, delicious, drunken noodles, spicy green beans, and chef's catfish special. Oh wow. I was really just blown away. We just sat there and we're like, and the best part of all, it was really reasonably priced. It's not like you're going downtown or you're going to Buckhead and you get the you order the same thing and it's like $200. No, it was like reasonably priced food. So they've apparently only been open for about 6 months. And so now is definitely the time to go because the food was incredible. And I highly recommend it. You'll find a link to Sweet Chili Thai Cuisine in the show notes. Go check it out over in Sandy Springs. All right, here is Botany Bay. I don't play many songs from my album Going for Broke. It was sort of a test album, a marketing test album, and it went really well. But I was listening to Matthew. I think it was Matthew emailed me. He recorded himself doing a sort of medley of songs, one after the other, like a couple, a verse, chorus or something, of a whole bunch of traditional Irish songs. And it was fantastic. Matthew, if you're listening, you did an amazing job. I really appreciate you sending that to me. And I would love to hear more of you sharing something with me. I don't care if it's, you know, video or an audio recording. If you're willing to let me play it on the show, maybe I would love that as well. That would be fantastic. But it was just really cool to get that. So thank you again, Matthew. He had written, hey man, literally first try. The internet is such a harsh place. Please be gentle. Love your work. Brown coats forever. So thank you again, Matthew. Keep up the great work. Keep practicing. Keep playing. It's one of the reasons why I have Irish song lyrics with chords listed, and all of my songs have chords as well. If there's something you want to learn to play, just drop me a line. Here's Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay. For to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Ship at anchor lays to command a gang of navies there that I was told to engage. I stopped in for to drink a while before I go away, for to take a trip on an immigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take poor Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Well, the boss came up this morning and he said, now Pat, you know, if you don't get those navies out, I'm afraid you'll have to go. So I asked him for me wages and demanded all me pay. And I told him straight, I'm gonna immigrate to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay. With a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. But when I reach Australia, I'll go and search for gold. There's plenty there for a digging, or so I have been told. Or else I'll go back to me trade, and 100 bricks I lay. Because I live for an 8-hour shift up on the shores of Botany Bay. Ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back for the shores of Botany Bay. For to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Are you carrying your own cutlery? Yes, you heard that right, cutlery. I've been looking for eco-friendly merch that I can create and sell at shows, and I finally packaged up one such item at Gefilk. I was at Gefilk. The day I was about to go over there, the day before, I went and I was trying to come up with some signs to showcase what I had and, you know, offer a price or whatnot. And I had these small little bags with some silverware in it. I called it travel cutlery. So how many times do you go to a restaurant where they give you, like, usually a takeout, where they give you a small plastic bag with plastic cutlery and a napkin that smells like pepper? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I didn't actually ever think about this until my wife pointed it out. She was like, oh, I hate those napkins because they smell like pepper. And she doesn't like pepper at all. And I was like, oh, my mind was blown all of a sudden because I was like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was really funny. But I find this frustrating because no matter how many times I order out and I tell them no silverware because it's coming to the house, I have my own, they bring it anyways. And what do you do with this stuff? Well, you rip open the plastic bag and it's not easily recycled. The plasticware usually goes straight to the trash. Now, a lot of times I'll take like some plasticware and I'll wash it all. I'll basically do it, whatever, everything, all my other silverware. I wash it and put it back in the drawer to be used later. But it means I have a pile of plasticware and it's not getting recycled. Which is fine. It's being recycled by you being used, but still, you know, it's still more plastic that's being brought into the planet, which makes me crazy. One of the things I'm trying to teach myself to do is to bring my own cup and cutlery so I don't have to use plastic when I don't have to. And that's why I'm trying out selling travel cutlery. And this is, again, a small bag to hold bambooware that you can take with you so you don't have to add to the plastic problem that is destroying our planet. Now, right now, I have a small handful of cutlery bags in my store, and I think there's like two. I'd love to know what you think of the idea. If you want your own, you can shop for it in my store. I will make sure it is live by the time this podcast goes live. But there's only a couple at present. I'm still trying to design a look for the bags. I'm still working on that. But right now I have the prototypes that I am selling. So go get those out. And the prototypes have silverware, which again, I don't want to do in the future. I decided I want to do bambooware. So stay tuned for that. And shortly after writing this, I found a downloadable guide from Beyond Plastics about how to reduce plastic use at restaurants and had some good tips. So I recommend you go follow the link in the show notes so you can check that out. All right, that's about it. If you love this episode, then take a screenshot on your phone, post it, share it, and tag me at Keltfather. Tell me what you like about this episode, what you didn't, or what you'd like to hear in the future. We're going to finish up with one song. This is from my album, Selkuth. The track is called Tough Times. It's another song inspired by Firefly. I did a whole episode on it back in October of 2022. You'll find a quick link to the song and episode in the show notes at pubsong.com. Here's Tough Times.
Got a job all lined up and I hope it ain't too bad. But times are tough, can't afford to pick and choose. Bossman is all fired up and it raises my alarm. I don't look too close, won't see no harm. These are tough times and it feels just like a crime if I put my conscience aside to live on the edge. These are tough times, if I hope to survive I'll use my conscience as my guide. I must do what is right. Racing on a train, no longer society's drain. I'm pulling a job right under the Alliance nose. I'm feeling rather smug when chance pulls out the rug. I meet the workers I'm dragging through the coals. These are tough times and it feels just like a crime if I put my conscience aside to live on the edge. These are tough times, if I hope to survive
I'll use my conscience as my guide. I must do what is right. Pain is in their eyes. I can't help but empathize. We stole their meds, now their suffering is in store. This gangster overstepped, yet despite his unlovely rep, I return the meds and I knock them through the door. These are tough times and it feels just like a crime. If I put my conscience aside, live on the edge. These are tough times. If I hope to survive, I'll use my conscience as my guide. I must do what is right. The job has gone south. I'm back living hand to mouth. Feel a little prouder than before. Desperation made me look the other way. I realize now I must make a better choice. These are tough times and it feels just like a crime. If I put my conscience aside to live on the edge. Are tough times. If I hope to survive, I'll use my conscience as my guide. I must do what is right. These are tough times and it feels just like a crime. If I put my conscience aside to live on the edge. These are tough times. If I hope to survive, I'll use my conscience as my guide. I must do what is right. I use my conscience as my guide. I must do what is right.
Thanks for listening to Sci-Fi Pub Songs and Stories. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Every week, you'll get a new podcast or song or video concert. You'll also save 25% on all my merch in my store. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Subscribe and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to read the show notes for this episode and get notified when next performing near you. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com.